Now, I want to make sure everyone hears this last announcement.
Would you listen to that? He just keeps yammering and yammering.
Yeah, you'd think after 190 years, things had slowed down a little bit around here.
You know, I ain't even 90 and I'm slowing down. I don't know who he thinks is going to do all that stuff. I mean, look around. Well, now, there's old guy Crumley. He ain't done nothing in like 20 years.
Now, that ain't true. Guy tells bad lies and worse jokes. He is very good at it.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there. So, didn't you say we was going to be meeting in a barn?
You never pay no never mind, do you? I said they used to meet in a barn way back when, 190 years ago.
Now, was it a brick barn?
No. I say you're dumb as a box of rocks, but that would be an insult to the rocks. I said the first pastor was named Brick, but he spelled it with a C-H instead of a C-K. First name John.
And he was followed by Pastor Stone, first name Cobble.
I swear I have picked lint from between my toes that pays better attention than you.
Yeah, but it wasn't as cute. Oh, I'm just joking. I know the second guy was named Pastor Ellis, and his first name was also John. Now, a little known fact, Pastor Ellis had a lattice installed outside the church to be used for a flowering vine.
Really?
Yep, they called it the Ellis Trellis.
Do you rent out all that extra space?
What extra space are you talking about?
All that space between your ears, where there ought to be a brain. You don't know nothing.
I do so. I know that Brick was around for about a year. He was a missionary out here in the wild frontier, and he was fired up about starting churches. But once he had them going, he'd get all itchy wanting to go start more, so he left. Ellis took over in 1828, and I think he installed the Ellis Trellis in 1831.
I can't take you anywhere. You know what he did do in 1831? Was build a new church.
This one here? Looks like it's about that old. Would you look at that crack up there?
No, not this one. They said it was a modest frame meeting house. It was known as the first church in Illinois to be finished with pews.
So you're saying 190 years ago at every other church in Illinois, people was standing?
Well, I don't think so. They just didn't have pews. Maybe they had folding chairs.
More importantly, did they have donuts?
Don't know. The congregation grew that first year from 12 to 67. So I'm guessing they did. What else would bring that many people in?
Hey, I think we better quiet down. He ain't looking too happy over there. Ooh, hey, can we go look at the Ellis Trellis?
If Smarts was water, your nickname would be Sahara. Quiet down. It looks like the pastor's going to say something intelligent and important, unlike anything you have ever said in your entire life. Shh.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a special message this morning.
Hey, them little people just came down front.
Who you calling little? Every one of them is taller than you.
You know what I mean. They're different. They freak me out.
Boy, it's a good thing you wasn't around back in 1849.
You mean the Mandarines?
Yep. That's when the refugees from the Portuguese Presbyterian Church traveled all the way from the island of Madeira to New York, and they got stranded. That's when a fellow by the name of Dr. Sturtevant invited them to come on to Jacksonville. Now, at the time, we did not have a Hardee's or a Ferris wheel, but they came anyway.
I guess you're right. I really shouldn't be afraid of a people that are different. This church has always been good about helping the innocents, taking in the downtrodden, and lifting up all God's children.
Yep, they also obviously have no problem with taking in the weird and the goofy. Would you look around this congregation?
Now cut that out. Well, maybe you're right.
You know, this church has always been a bunch of rebels, too. In 1860, 34 folk from what was then the First Presbyterian Church withdrew because they believed in abolishing slavery. That's when they started. You ready for it?
Yeah, what?
The Westminster Presbyterian Church. They bought the land we are standing on right now, and they built themselves a brick building.
Westminster? Why did they call it that?
Well, it's got to be because that little short street right over there is Westminster, dum-dum.
I thought that was Westminster.
Yeah, you and half the town. There's only one I in that word.
Really? I thought that street sign was a typo.
Oh, you're a typo. Them folks bought two lots right here. Eventually, they started building a new place. And by 1899, they'd put up this building we is in right now. They called it the Stone Edifice.
Yeah, and the capital campaign for putting up this building just ran out about a year ago. I heard Sam Stewart just was glad he got stopped making that extra payment each month.
You know, I've always wondered what happened to them folks who stayed in the First Presbyterian Church.
Oh, they got all splintered up. There was a Second Presbyterian and a Northminster Presbyterian.
Northminster!
Yeah, whatever. First and Second got together and started State Street Presbyterian. They had the Portuguese Presbyterian, then there was a Central Presbyterian.
Boy, howdy! Jacksonville was lousy with Presbyterians. So why ain't we at Westminster Pres right now?
Hey, I think we'd better quiet down. That pastor fellow seems like a nice guy. But I heard he's friends with the Hulk or somebody like that.
The Hulk? Really? You think he could get me Spider-Man's autograph?
Would you just quiet down and listen?
So who's weird and goofy here? That's me. Okay, let's wiggle those fingers and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you that you love us. We thank you for this church and the family we have here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I think he's done talking.
I don't want to go to school now.
Wake up!
Oh, hey! Oh, yeah! Oh, hey! Is it donut time?
You didn't hear a word he said, did you?
Sure I did.
So you heard of how he was talking about the aliens landing in Roswell in the 40s? And how they migrated here to Jacksonville and started First Pres?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. What now?
You got some sleep drool in your chin there.
Oh. Hey, great sermon. Great sermon. Bravo, Pastor. Bravo. Now, what was you saying about aliens?
Yeah, aliens and Mulder and Scully was our first deacons. Get that tiny little sliver of a brain of yours woke up. You know how First Presbyterian had their brick building? Well, in 1884, it burnt down.
Yeah, because back in them days, bricks was made out of wood.
No, they wasn't. Okay, so let's say it was destroyed by fire. The bricks didn't burn, you ding-a-ling. They're bricks. In 1885, them folks built a new building at the corner of Church and State Street.
Woo! I heard that was a rough neighborhood. They had three other churches on that same corner.
Yes, they did. And them folks from First and Second Pres decided to come together and call themselves the State Street Presbyterian Church.
Yep, because the Church Street Presbyterian Church sounded a bit redundant.
Seriously, you have got to stop pushing so hard with them Q-tips.
So State Street Pres built that church with a huge tall spire on it, right?
Yep, but in 1852, they sold to a bunch of Baptists because the State Street folk had merged with the folk from right here, and they decided all come together at this building. When they merged, the folks decided to drop that name Westminster and go with the name First Presbyterian Church so people like me could pronounce it right.
And I heard in 1967, them Baptists invited over a bunch of Nazarenes, and they had a hootenanny so big they accidentally knocked over the old State Street Church. It was sad.
I think you need to go back to sleep.
I think I want some donuts. Have they passed that bowl of money around yet? I'm going to grab me a couple of 20s.
Someday they are going to find a cure for you, and there will be rejoicing.
Rejoicing? Hey, I saw an infomercial for one of them joicers on TV the other day. You can joice apples and joice oranges. I bet if you put them back through again, you could rejoice them.
You are making my brain hurt. Would you please go away?
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the bond of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
What are you babbling about?
I need to lace up my running shoes. If you don't beat them kids to the donut table, you don't get any of the good ones with the chocolate on them.
What the heck are you talking about? We ain't having donuts.
No donuts? Are you crazy? Donuts is the only reason Brad Smith wakes up before noon on Sunday.
That may be, but if everybody was to load up on donuts, they wouldn't want nothing at the picnic.
Picnic? What the heck are you talking about?
We're celebrating 190 years of First Pres. We're having a big old picnic at the Ferris wheel at Community Park.
Oh, are we gonna get to ride the Ferris wheel?
Sure, it's gonna be great.
Oh, I'm gonna load me up a big old brat with tons of ketchup and mustard, and I'm gonna eat it right at the top.
That does not sound like a good idea.
Hey, you wanna ride with me?
Sure, I guess. But no kissing at the top. That was embarrassing last time.
Hey, so what's been happening with this place since the big merge in 1952?
Well, a pastor by the name of Dale Robb came along in 63. He was around so long, most people figured he'd been here since the beginning. And they built Gulcher Hall.
Which is named after a woman whose name was really Mabel Hall Gulcher, which is pretty darn confusing. I have always believed we should call it by its full name, Mabel Hall Gulcher Hall Hall.
That's it. I ain't riding the Ferris wheel with ya.
Why not?
I'm afraid when you get to the top, you will create a vortex of dumb, and I don't want to get sucked into it.
Oh, whatever. Hey, Christine, hit it.
Amen. Okay, guys. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the bond of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
What are you babbling about?
I need to lace up my running shoes. If you don't beat them kids to the donut table, you don't get any of the good ones with the chocolate on them.
What the heck are you talking about? We ain't having donuts.
No donuts? Are you crazy? Donuts is the only reason Brad Smith wakes up before noon on Sunday.
That may be, but if everybody was to load up on donuts, they wouldn't want nothing at the picnic.
Picnic? What the heck are you talking about?
We're celebrating 190 years of First Pres. We're having a big old picnic at the Ferris wheel at Community Park.
Oh, are we gonna get to ride the Ferris wheel?
Sure, it's gonna be great.
Oh, I'm gonna load me up a big old brat with tons of ketchup and mustard, and I'm gonna eat it right at the top.
That does not sound like a good idea.
Hey, you wanna ride with me?
Sure, I guess. But no kissing at the top. That was embarrassing last time.
Hey, so what's been happening with this place since the big merge in 1952?
Well, a pastor by the name of Dale Robb came along in 63. He was around so long, most people figured he'd been here since the beginning. And they built Gulcher Hall.
which is named after a woman whose name was really Mabel Hall Gotra, which is pretty darn confusing. I have always believed we should call it by its full name, Mabel Hall Gotra Hall Hall.
That's it. I ain't riding the Ferris wheel with ya.
Why not?
I'm afraid when you get to the top, you will create a vortex of dumb, and I don't want to get sucked into it.
Oh, whatever. Hey, Christine, hit it!
Amen. Okay, guys.